Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Welcome, everybody, to the Villains Lounge. I am the Three Counts resident villain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale. And to my left, I'm pointing right. That's to my right, but I'm pointing left.
You're my right.
To my whatever, we got Twitch Graves. He's going to be my co-anchor today to cover the review of SmackDown. But we're going to jump in the news, and the news has been a little uneventful since the kickoff press conference for WrestleMania 40. And that's probably pretty much anything everybody's been talking about. I covered it a couple of days ago, right after it happened. And that's part of the reason why it wasn't on yesterday. So the fallout for that, let's see, Triple H going off on SmackDown, and in the back, Rock going off on Triple H after the press conference, telling him to fix it and just swearing like a sailor.
Smack the teeth out of Cody's mouth.
Right? You got Rock and Roman as a unit, possibly? They're at least on the same page, which is crazy. Blood is thicker than water.
I guess so.
And so the way that it looks coming out of that press conference, it looks like they're going to stick to the original plans that didn't involve Punk. That's what it looks like. So that's kind of the news portion for today. It's just not a much. If you live under a rock and didn't see the press conference, you need to go back and watch that.
If you don't have YouTube and didn't see it, like, it's all over YouTube.
It's all over Twitter. It's all over everywhere. So, like, you know, see the smack heard around the world. Cody getting the taste slapped out of his mouth by The Rock.
Man.
Go check it. So, we're going to jump into the Dynamite review from the 7th of February. And I watched some of this. I watched the first 30 minutes and up to Tony Khan's big announcement. So, let's jump right into it. They opened the show with Hangman versus Swerve. Winner gets to face Joe at Revolution for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. And this match was good until, for me, the finish. Everybody's loving it. It just took me out of it. At this point, you made it a triple threat match because Swerve wanted five more minutes. Hangman refused, and then Tony Khan butts in and makes it a triple threat match. So now at Revolution, we have a triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship with Joe versus Swerve versus Hangman, and I can do without Hangman. Up until that point, it was three axe handles. With that finish, I'm giving it a half. And that's me being very biased and mean.
You could have just announced that from the beginning. Waste everybody's time.
I totally could have. And so then we go into the Tony Storm and Red Velvet. Red Velvet beats Tony Storm, possible number one contender. But she didn't. Tony gets the W. Deanna Purrazzo was out there to help set up their match for Revolution. Then we have a trios match with the BCC of Moxley, Danielson, and Castagnoli versus three guys from CMLL. I do not know how to pronounce their name. I'm not going to butcher it or even try. It was three luchadors with masks. The match was solid for the most part, and the BCC wins, which is kind of weird because CMLL is supposed to be invading, and you would figure that they would have at least got a W, but they didn't. So that invasion angle is dumb. But hey, I digress. Tony's big announcement. This should have been on my news, but whatever. Tony's big announcement was big business in March. And that was already announced hours before by the arena that they were going to be doing it in Boston, and there was going to be a special show in Boston. And so your big announcement, Tony, got ruined once again, and you should have just announced Mercedes, because we all know it's Mercedes. Let's just keep it a spade.
Yeah.
And possibly Okada. And so then, well, this is the one I really hated. Jericho versus Takeshita. Takeshita wins. Yeah, let's just call it that. The match was an axe handle. Half an axe handle. Let me keep it a spade. Poor Takeshita. Poor Takeshita. And so our main event is... You're green. You said what?
You're green.
Oh, I am green again?
Yeah, you keep jumping like from green to not green.
We'll keep it. So we have Sting and Darby Allin and Big Bill and Sparks. Ricky Starks. Whoa, I messed up his name so bad. Starks, not Sparks. Starks. He's going to need a spark after this. The main event for the AEW Tag Team Championships, and it was decent. The match itself was a 2. Sting and Darby goes over. Nice little feel-good moment in the ring with Sting and his kids. And then out comes the Bucks. Now, I want to state this, that Sting's 2 sons are way bigger in size compared to the Bucks. And those 4 couldn't take out those little measly little shits. They came out with baseball bats, beat everybody down in white suits, and completely ruined white suits. So, there you go. Blood everywhere. Darby bleeding like crazy. Blood all over their white suits. Sting and Darby Allin didn't get a chance to even celebrate their title win that they're only going to hold until the end of Revolution. So, there you go. Bucks ruins everything like they normally do. So let's, I guess we'll go into the SmackDown review. So we'll bring in my co-anchor. He dropped out for a second. He'll be back in a second. And so I'll start off with the SmackDown review from the top. And they opened SmackDown for 2/9/24, which was yesterday. And that opened with a video package, basically going over the press conference. And of course, you had some boos, some cheers, some people were happy, some people weren't. But what we ended up getting was, after the video package, Triple H comes out and he is flanked in the ring by Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce, the general managers for SmackDown and Raw. Now, Triple H basically came out there and ripped The Rock a new one and basically said, get over it, know your role, stay in your place, this is my scene, and the main event for WrestleMania 40 will be The Rock, it will be the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, and almost called The Rock the Tribal Chief, my bad, Roman, my bad. And it will be the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, finishing his story to be the main event of WrestleMania Night 2. And then after Triple H put The Rock in his place, we then got the setup for Seth Rollins' World Heavyweight Championship, and there will be a number one contenders match in the Elimination Chamber. 6 guys. 12 people to be able to qualify with 6 qualifying matches. And the night kicked off with the first qualifying match right after this long promo from Triple H and the GMs. And that first match was announced as Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles. Now, the other 10 guys in these qualifying matches will be Dirty Dom, Big Bronson Reed, LA Knight, Sami Zayn, Bobby Lashley, Ivar, KO, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and The Miz. We would also get another qualifying match right after that. And so a little later in the night, it would be the main event, basically. So that's what we got. And so now he's back, and I just finished the opening. of SmackDown.
Oh, the Triple H, the
Triple H promo, the Elimination Chamber qualifying matches, and all 12 guys that are involved. So we are at the first match. So go ahead and take it.
First match, we had Drew over AJ. Thanks to LA Knight getting involved. Elimination qualifier match. I kind of felt like I knew Drew was going to go over AJ. I gave it 2 stars personally.
Axe handles. No stars. We don't do stars. Axe handles. I gave it 3.
Okay.
And that's just because I did expect LA to interfere, which I'm thinking this is going to set up an AJ-LA Knight match at WrestleMania, possibly.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be involved in like some big United States championship.
I can see that.
Ladder match of some sort. All right. Keep on going, Sog. Keep on going.
Oh, then we had the Pretty Deadly vignette.
That was entertaining with the Queen.
That was entertaining. The Queen is what won it over for me. I still gave it 1 axe handle. I could have done without it, but you get what you get.
Look, it was the Queen, man.
The Queen.
I'm gonna give them 2 just because they had the Queen's face winking at me.
Exactly. That gave me something to look forward to for some reason.
It was good.
You had Bianca Belair versus Mia Yim. This was a pretty good match for the women's Elimination Chamber qualifier. If you want to check it out, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. I gave it 2 axe handles.
I gave it 2 as well. It was actually very, very solid. Belair is in the Elimination Chamber along with Becky Lynch. So that should be fun. It's building up nicely.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. And then what do we have next?
Oh, after that, we got a Bayley promo. A Bayley promo talking about how Damage Control turned her backs on her. And you get Dakota Kai that comes out. And me personally, I look at Dakota Kai as the wolf in sheep's clothing. But that's me. I gave it 1 3/4 axe handle.
All right. For me, the segment, I wanted Dakota to be there when it first happened, but this, having her come out there like, I don't know what's happening, I don't know what's going on, it's a bit sus. A little bit suspect.
Right.
However, I don't know. I mean, because it seemed like when we were getting into that it was leading to Dakota knowing what the hell was going on and not really being put in the middle and possibly the mastermind behind it all. You do have to remember that in NXT, she became a shiesty-ass little bitch.
Yes, she did.
A really good heel. Great heel work with her.
I like seeing Dakota Kai as the bad guy.
Yeah, I love
seeing her play the heel.
Yeah, she's really good at it. So, I don't know. I guess we're going to see if the wolf in sheep's clothing cost Bayley the women's championship. So we'll see.
I see it happening. I see it more than I don't see it. Good promo from Bayley. Yeah, I don't know. It's something about it that didn't sit quite well with me. So I stick with the 1 3/4 axe handle.
I'm going to give it 2.
All right.
It was pretty solid for the women. All right, what we got next?
After Bayley's promo and the Damage Control segment, we went into British Strong Style, Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne versus DIY. I absolutely thought this was an amazing match. I think this was probably the best match of the night. I gave it 3.5 stars.
Axe handles. This is not Dave Meltzer, buddy. We don't do stars. That system's broken. I gave that one 3, and it caught me by surprise. I was expecting Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano to go over with that one just because of the story that's going on between them and Judgment Day. But, I mean, I don't know, like Bate and Dunn. That's a formidable team.
That's a beautiful tag team, if you ask me.
So, I don't know. Judgment Day might be in trouble.
That personally was my match of the night. But
they're gonna give they're gonna get that work. So I guess this, what I think, there was a couple more segments after that.
Yeah, you had a Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits with B-Fab segment. I wasn't a fan of it only because the Final Testament is just it's boring to me. I gave it one axe handle, and I feel like that's being generous. And it's nothing against Bobby Lashley.
I'm still reserving judgment for the Final Testament just because on paper they look monstrous.
On paper, it looks like a monstrous faction, but yeah, in my eyes, the way they're being presented, I could honestly care less.
I think it's because they need to be picking on someone their size. No offense to the Prophets. The Prophets and AOP, when you stand them up against each other, it looks like AOP should eat them alive.
Right.
So it's unfair. You know what I mean? I feel like Lashley is at a disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah. After that, you got good old Dirty Dom.
Oh, I love that.
Talking about Elimination Chamber, and then we get some haberdashery with him and Kevin Owens.
I hope he gets in the chamber somehow.
I cannot stand Dominic Mysterio, but I really want to see him in the Elimination Chamber.
I do too. I love me some Dirty Dom.
Only because Dom plays one of the most amazing heels for somebody as I don't want to say new to this because he's been around it his whole life, but
it's being so young
and he is still able to roll with it, and I enjoy it despite the fact that I can't stand him. 1.5 axe handles.
All right, what we got next?
After that, you got Logan Paul throwing a temper tantrum about being in a qualifying match for the Elimination Chamber. I cannot stand Logan Paul. I have an undying hatred for that man. Anything he does, -1,000,000 axe handles.
Oh, wow. You're on the same tip as my brother, Kevin. He cannot stand Logan Paul. I enjoy Logan. I'm happy that he is leaning into the piece of shit that he is just because it fits so freaking well.
And well, when it comes natural,
do what comes natural. The great part about it is he will be facing Miz next week.
Exactly.
On SmackDown, which he was not happy about. That was great. Give me more of Logan Paul bitching. I love it. I just love it. So you give it negative, I'm gonna give it 2. Just because I enjoy a whiny Logan Paul. It's great.
Not to skip over anything, we did get a Triple H Paul Heyman moment backstage where he said The Rock and Roman will be on SmackDown in Salt Lake City next week.
Yeah, yep, in my home state now. Because I live here.
Yes, you live in
Montana. I might be trying to go there, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, Bron Breakker was there too.
Yes, and then
Damon had a little bit of a interaction and a hello. So, ooh, can Breakker become a
Bron Breakker, a Paul Heyman guy?
Yeah.
Your main event for the evening was Randy Orton and Sami Zayn in the Elimination Qualifier match. I like seeing Randy Orton look like he hasn't missed a step. I like Sami Zayn a whole lot. I've always been a big fan of Sami Zayn. I give it 3 axe handles.
For me, I gave it 3.5.
Right on.
And it's just because I enjoy both Orton and Randy. I was a little surprised. I was expecting Randy to not go over. I didn't expect them to put him in the Elimination Chamber.
I would have liked to seen Sammy in the Elimination Chamber, but it's Randy Orton. He's back. I feel like he's going to go on a little bit of a run.
Well, I mean, he deserves it. I'm not saying he doesn't. I just expected it to be Sammy, and it's only because it's Elimination Chamber. But I know that they've changed the chamber enough to be a lot safer than the original first 5.
That was, oh my god.
Those that old chamber was unforgiving.
With the grated floors.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that is at least they got some sort of solid floor there now.
Yeah, yeah. So all around, I'd say SmackDown, I'm gonna give it 3 axe handles overall.
Yeah,
it was pretty solid.
I'm gonna follow you with that 3 axe handles overall. They also announced next week you will get Dom versus Kevin Owens in an elimination qualifier match. Like Damian said, you will get Logan Paul versus The Miz in an elimination qualifier match. You will also get Naomi versus Zelina Vega in an elimination qualifier match, as well as Shotzi versus Tiffany Stratton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I kind of want to see Tiffany Stratton in the Elimination Chamber.
Dude, I love Tiffany Stratton. She has grown on me so much from NXT. Like, it was a little bit before she won the NXT Championship. And it's like every time I see her in that ring, dude, it's just, she's just getting better and better. That moonsault. That
moonsault is beautiful. She is growing on me, much like Pretty Deadly. I kind of like her a little bit better in NXT, but she's growing on me.
Yeah, so, you know, shout outs to Tiffany. I hope she gets in there.
I agree.
I like Shotzi too. Shotzi's just crazy. This is a crazy little lady that just will do anything, and she will do great in the chamber. However, I kind of want Stratton in there, so I don't know.
It sucks because that would be one of those matches where I want both of them in there, but again, right, you can't have both, so.
Nope. They had to put them together against each other, didn't they? Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, WWE. So,
right.
All right, well, that has been the Villains Lounge. We really much appreciate it. Thanks for watching. We will be back on Monday because tomorrow's the debate show, so, you know, come check out the debate show tomorrow, and, yeah, thanks for watching. I have been the 3 Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, Damian Fatale, and this right here is my co-anchor.
How'd that happen?
I have no idea. My co-anchor, Twitch Graves, the only Graves that matters, as he says. And yes. We will be signing off. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.